Hello and welcome back to Grace and Peace Lenten Devotional. My name is Pastor Rosie Rivera from Emmanuel Lutheran Church, and we are on February 23rd, 2015, Lent Day 4. The reading from today is from Ephesians chapter 1, 17, verses 17 through 19. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe according to the working of his great power. I think the first thing that really sticks out to me today in this text is the word enlightenment. One of the things I often pray for in my personal prayer life is enlightenment or illumination, that God's word, God's grace, God's love be revealed to me throughout the day, at some point in my life, during that day. And I pray that because I think it is so easy for us to be blindsided by everyday life, and we tend to go about our lives as if God were not present. And so I often pray for enlightenment just so that I don't forget to see God in everything. You know, we are called to see Christ in the other, to love our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, and that's not always easy to do. We oftentimes judge, we oftentimes put expectations on another, and you know, and I'm not excluded from that. I'm ashamed to say that, but it is true. You know, I like anyone else, when you pull up to a light that has someone that's begging for money or food, you know, my immediate response is, man, are my doors locked? And you know, and yes, that's a judgment call and something that I'm trying to change about myself. But we live in a culture of fear. And, you know, and sometimes I forget that, you know, these people need help too. And sometimes I'm able to help and sometimes I'm not. But we are called, of course, to continue to seek that enlightenment, to continue to see Christ in the other. Because when we do that, we ourselves become illuminated by the Spirit, and that empowers us to be able to be grace and peace to another person. Now, the second thing that pointed out to me, stuck out to me in this text, is the immeasurable greatness of God's power. And I think it kind of ties in nicely with what I was just speaking about in enlightenment. Just being able to see God's grace and power in all things. You know, we don't always understand why things happen the way they do. But we know that God has great power. Scripture tells us that. We trust that. But we don't always believe that in our heart of hearts. And as I said before about enlightenment, it's hard to see that in our culture today. But what we have to trust is that it's not always going to be revealed in our time, but hopefully will be revealed in God's time. And we have to trust that. We have to trust God's grace, and we have to trust God's power, and we have to trust that the revelation of that power will come at some point when we are ready to accept it, receive it, and acknowledge it. And that always doesn't happen in our timing. And that's not always an easy thing to do. But with God's grace and peace, it is a possibility. Let us pray. Surprise us with the light of your love, that we may live with unfailing hope. In your name we pray. Amen.